Lynn Fraser is going to help your finances get into shape. Financial Fitness with Lynn Fraser on Family Radio CHRI.
Good morning and welcome to the Financial Fitness Show with Lynn Fraser. I am really excited this morning to spend time with Charlie Stewart, who is with North Grenville Community Church, and Aaron Wong, who is with Salvation Army in Kempville. And we have got some stories to tell our listeners this morning about God's grace and His generosity. And it's coming up to the Christmas season. And so this is the time to be talking about generosity because He's on our hearts. He's on our hearts, and His generosity is available to everyone that listens. So listen up. Charlie, I want to start with you. So talk to us a little bit about how you've become involved with the Salvation Army and what that's been and meant to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. The North Grenville Community Church has always had a position that we want to help with the community. We want to give back to the church and to the community itself. And one way we did that was through helping the Salvation Army's food bank. So about 6 years ago, they started this program called Fill a Bag. And it was mostly a youth group kind of process where the youth group would go into the neighborhood, drop bags off, and a week later go back and fill the bags and collect the filled bags that the residents of the house had put into the bags, all the contents. Sure. And then they gave it to the Salvation Army.
Right.
So as time went on, the program started building into a larger area. And then 3 years ago, the pastor asked me if I wouldn't mind doing it. And I thought, I can do that because it's just locally. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the time, the Salvation Army was captained by Simon Downey. And he approached us and expressed that there was 4 or 5 food drives every year. And they would very much like to try to get just one large one that would take them as far past winter as possible, because normally at the end of February they start running out. So of course the church said, well, I said yes because the church asked me to say yes.
that's a good response, Charlie.
so we took that on, and Simon was sort of indicated that he thought we could bring in maybe 3 or 4 tons of food. And that would do the job to get us through into April.
That sounded pretty ambitious to me, right? 3 or 4 tons.
Yeah. So we started out by praying. We asked the church as a whole body to pray. So this would have been about the middle of September. And that would be the first year that I was doing it.
And you asked them to pray specifically for what?
That God would soften the hearts of the residents of North Grenville so that they would be willing to open their hearts to those who are in need. Mm-hmm. And that it would be manifested in a couple ways. Is in that teams that would do the door-to-door work, the yeoman work, would volunteer to come forward and help. And that those people who weren't able to do that would be willing to fill the bag that we dropped off at their door with the groceries that were needed. And then the third item would be that those people who would receive the foods would be blessed, and that their hearts would be wondering, why is this food being given to us? Mm-hmm. And in that way, maybe they would become closer to the Lord.
And so what happened as a result of that?
Well, we ended up having a tremendous response. We had a lot of teams that participated. Simon Downey had organized that the local fire hall would be the location where the foods would be dropped mm-hmm. off on the pickup day, and the fire hall had set aside one sort of spot that they took a fire truck out so that the foodstuffs sure. would go there, because we really didn't know how much food we were going to get. Well, as the food started arriving, as the vehicles with the bags started arriving, we filled up the allotted spot right away. Like that was within 20 minutes, that was filled. And then we just started putting the bags in between the fire trucks and around the fire trucks. And I'm glad that we didn't have a fire that day because it would have been pretty miserable. But I think there was some excitement in that we had kids that were as young as 10 and 12, and we had kids that were as old as 18 or 19, and we had our adults as well. And there was just a sense of God's presence. There was an excitement building up. And I think God put something in our hearts that makes it exciting when we start giving so that others may live better. You know, when we reach out to help each other. And there was tremendous excitement that day. So it was wonderful.
Awesome. I say that that's part of our DNA. Mm. That when God created us, he put this gene in us that loves to give, that desires to be generous. And that's why financial issues can create so much chaos and so much hurt in our lives, because when we feel that we can't be generous, we're actually cheating ourselves, because we are made to be generous. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So you had an excitement in the community, you had excitement with the youth. How awesome to see the young adults and the youth so engaged.
It was a wonderful thing, and the community blessed the community, because we didn't get 4,000 tons of food or 3,000 tons of food. We got closer to 8,000 tons of food.
Oh my goodness!
So it was a wonderful blessing that everybody was able to participate in knowing that God's presence was there. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's awesome. So Aaron, you're on the other end of that. When you see the generosity coming in from the community, and then you reach out to the people in the community that have needs.
Absolutely. And it's an overwhelming experience, such a privilege, really, to be able to walk through some of the difficult times with individuals who are struggling. And the needs really are great. And when you see something like this happening, and you see the way that the Lord has moved and he has enabled this kind of generosity on this kind of level, I mean, you just can't help but stand back and recognize that it's his doing, that it's his power, that it's his glory that ultimately is being manifested in the lives of people who truly need it. You know, it's amazing to see the people coming out to support, and that sense of determination, that sense of care, compassion, support. One of the things that's really impacted my family when we moved to Kempville just recently in the last year has been the way that the community really does care for one another. Mm-hmm. People know one another and are intimately connected, and they live life together. And so there is that sense of responsibility and care, and people genuinely want to stand in the gap for others. Mm-hmm. And that's been such a blessing to be able to see that, to witness that, to be a part of that, to help make that happen. And then in turn to see what God does on the other end of that with the individuals who receive the generosity.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. So Charlie, you said that it was 6 years ago that you had your first...
Yeah, the church was 6 years ago. This is my third year, so I took over about 3 years ago. So last year, I heard that there were 15,000 residents in North Grenville. So I said, okay, this is our goal this year, is we're going to make, or I guess it would be last year, our goal was to put out 8,000 bags. We'd get half of the population. So we were planning on how we were going to do that, and we broke, the first year we broke North Grenville into roughly 24 maps, and then last year we broke North Grenville into about 44 maps because we had to reach these 15,000 people. And it wasn't until just very closely to the time that we were going to distribute the bags that it dawned on me that 15,000 people doesn't necessarily mean 15,000 homes. It means that there's only about half that number of homes. So we had about 8,000 bags for about 5,500 homes. So we had quite a chore in front of us.
But I mean, you set the bar high. I think that was probably a divine error.
I think you're probably right, because last year we did put out about 5,500 bags, and we collected what we estimate that we get about 40% return on the bags, and last year we worked out of an empty department store, so we had this half of this great big huge, and I don't know how big the floor space was, but we filled that half floor space up with grocery bags, and it was just a wonderful thing. The Salvation Army, Aaron had a jumper, those bouncy jumper things, so that when the younger folks finished what they were doing, they could play in the jumpers. There was a pizza for the older folks and some places to sit in. But anyway, the whole place just filled up with some wonderful things. And at the end of the day, we figured there was 16,000 tons of food. So the first year we did it, our guy did it, God blessed it, you know, tremendously. And then he doubled that portion for the second year. So this year we're praying that he would bless us as he had last year as well.
Awesome. So Aaron, are the needs increasing out there? Do you see that there's a huge need for this type of service?
Absolutely. We see individuals coming daily to our center to receive assistance with food. Unfortunately, we've noticed a trend where at one time those in the older generation didn't need to access food. So we're actually having elderly folk who are having to ask for help for the first time in their lives.
It's difficult.
And, you know, we've seen a lot of issues around utilities, heat and hydro, those kinds of crises that people are facing with rising costs. And one of the ways that we're able to help them is really when we look at their budget, the only sort of elastic income that they have is their food budget. And so naturally, that money will go towards whatever expenses have arisen. And with all of those rising costs with utilities, heat, hydro, and all of that, it's essential that money goes to help some of those costs. And so we have more people who are needing to access food assistance to be able to make ends meet. Many people are barely living paycheck to paycheck. And so if any kind of emergency comes up, if there's you know, an illness and they need time off work, or a vehicle repair, or the furnace goes, they just simply don't have the means to recover from that kind of a crisis, and they're automatically thrust into that situation of need.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I had a friend who had a job downtown here and was making good money, like downtown Ottawa. And her husband was one of those, what do they call them, seasonal workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just built a new house. They had just bought a new car. And they have a little boy off to school. And she lost her job. And it was winter, and he was on his UI. And what do? Do you stop paying for the car? Do you stop paying for the mortgage? You know, and it's just a short-term thing. All they need to do is have a little bit of help to get back going, until they get the job and get things going again. And I think that's where places like the Food Bank and the Salvation Army are, you know, they just help out. They're just a helping hand to get them through a rough period of time. And so anyway, I think that's wonderful. And that's what the generosity of the North Grenville people are doing when they give to this Food Bank or the Philibeg program.
What an awesome opportunity to let God's light shine through us. Mm. I mean, I think in our culture, it's not easy necessarily to open the door to talk about God's love, because the door is often closed. But if you can come in a time of need, it's easier to have that door opened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie, you have seen some lives changed, and I would say I am convinced that the volunteers' lives have been changed.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about what kind of impact you've seen in those that have volunteered.
Well, that's an interesting question, because one of I may have two here. I got a phone call last year from a woman, and she said, I'm a grandmother, and I have a 7-year-old little daughter, And I want to help teach her about supporting the community which she lives in. So she phoned up and said, can you give me a route? So we did. And so here you had a grandmother and a daughter going door to door, serving the community by collecting the food for the food bank. And I just thought that was a tremendous
idea. What a wonderful way to teach, huh?
And now there's another one, and this is somebody who has a heart, I think. And we delivered the bags the last day of November. So it was the Wednesday before the last day, before the bags were delivered, and I got a phone call from somebody, and they said they weren't going to be there on the Sunday, and could she get her bag that day? And I was sort of saying, well, you know, we have a format, and we like to stay with our format, but something said, of course, I'll drop that bag around. So I went to her house, and I dropped the bag off, and she said, can I have a couple more, please? And it turns out that the lady was going to be going. The reason why she wouldn't be there on the Sunday is because the Thursday afternoon she was going to go in for major heart surgery, and she wanted to make sure that she was giving to her community. And so she took the bags that night and bought the groceries, filled the bags, and actually brought them to our church. And I just, you can't help but wonder what kind of heart has she got for God that she would do that to make sure that she was providing. Just a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love those stories. Mm-hmm. And so, Aaron, you're on the other end of things where you're seeing people come that are in need. And tell us about someone that has been impacted.
Sure. You know, that day that the Christmas baskets are distributed to families in need is always a difficult day. We pray for the baskets. We believe that God is preparing people's lives and opening them, as you say, softening them in a sense to His goodness, His mercy, His blessing. And so, but the reality of the day for many people is that it's very hard to come and to accept the gift, and people tend to want to come in quickly and leave quickly, and the whole process in itself can sometimes, it's just a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us. Sure. At times to receive help. And so I remember last year, one young mom came in, and she was quite nervous. Her hands were shaking when she came to the table to tell us her name and let us know she was there to pick up her basket. When families come to pick up their basket, we have an Angel Tree program as well. And so when we're taking Christmas basket applications, they can indicate what kind of toys their children are wishing for Christmas. So we write down specific toy requests, and then we have partners in the community that assist us with those toys. So they're picking up their food basket, and they're also picking up their toys. And as a result of the abundance of food that's coming in this food drive, we're also able to provide them with groceries to help them through the next couple of weeks.
That's
so
incredible.
They are absolutely overwhelmed when they realize that how much that they're receiving. And I remember this young mom, and she had a lump in her throat. She could barely get her name out. And she, you know, and I just went over and I said, you know, we're so happy to see you. And can I help you carry it out to the car? And we loaded up the grocery cart with the food basket. And I said, oh, no, there's more. And as I said there was more, she just burst into tears. And she was overwhelmed. And she said, I don't know how I would get through without you guys. And then I said, well, the Lord loves you.
Exactly.
He loves you. And make sure you read the letter, because inside the baskets, we pack a love letter from the Father. And it's a beautiful message that we want everyone to read, because everyone needs to know about the love of God. And, you know, there was that day, this young woman was surrounded by people who genuinely cared about her and were helping her. We have men who come and help load up vehicles, and when she left, she had had a smile on her face, and she was hugging everybody in the room as awesome. She went. And the other thing that always touches people too is we have these tables set up with free items that they can take that have been donated to us that are stocking stuffers. And then this other church, St. James, got on board as well, and they provided a table full of children's books and some adults' books as well, and they were able to choose books for their children as well. So it wasn't an in and out kind of thing. It was a come in, relax, browse through, choose what you like, know that you're loved, you're cared about, and you don't have anything to feel bad about. You know, the Lord just wants to bless you, and you know, we're privileged to be a part of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've succeeded in making me cry. That's good. I always think it's a good thing when somebody cries in the room. It's not always me. I just love the heart of God and how he's just willing that none shall perish. He just wants the entire community to experience the love of God. And at this time of year, we have this amazing opportunity to reach out and to really be his hands and feet and to bring the light of Christ into our communities.
Absolutely.
I just love the work that you're doing now, the work that Salvation Army has been doing for ever. Like, yeah. Salvation Army has the ability to speak into places that many don't because you're known, and it's an amazing mm-hmm. organization, and I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing.
God has certainly blessed the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He has.
We're so grateful to him for that.
You know, God has told us that we are to take care of the widows and the orphans. Mm-hmm. And take care of our neighbor. Last week was the Civic Prayer Breakfast here in Ottawa, mm-hmm. and had the opportunity once again to attend that. And it's an amazing thing. And the theme is always, who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? And Salvation Army has been taking care of the neighbors for a long time. I believe that everyone listening is, I pray that everyone listening, that their hearts are open and they're touched by what they hear today. And so I encourage you to take a look around and determine who is your neighbor and who is your neighbor, and to start to pray about and think about, what is your response this year? What door is he going to open for you to go mm-hmm. in and bring the light of Christ? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So Charlie, what have you got coming up this year, and what's the plan for this year?
Well, this year we're going to deliver the bags on the 30th of November. Starting at 1 o'clock to about 5,600 homes in North Grenville. So we would ask that those people would pray, the listeners to pray, that hearts would be touched, that hearts would be softened, that we would have more teams sign up to help deliver and collect the bags. And again, those that are not able to do that would be pleased to fill the bags to the overflowing for their neighbors. And that on the 7th of December, starting at 1 o'clock, the teams will be out to collect those bags from the front porch or under the mailboxes of the residents of North Grenville. And we're all going to take them back to the old Giant Tiger store at in Kempville,
awesome.
Which is across from the B&H grocery store in the parking lot there.
Awesome. So, first of all, I know that we've got praying people listening to this show, because I hear from them periodically. They let me know that they're praying for the show and they're praying for the people that come on the show. So I know that there will be some prayer that's going out on behalf of this campaign. And so that's awesome. And so, Charlie, if they want to volunteer and be part of a team, what is it that you, what do they do?
Well, that's a good question, because the North Grenville Community Church has a web page, and I can't tell you what it is because my mind's not working that fast.
Okay.
But they can Google North Grenville Community Church, And on our webpage, there's a spot that they can press a button and register, and I will get back to them. Or they can phone the North Grenville Community Church to register their team. Or they can phone me at 613-806-6650, and I will help them get registered, and we'll look forward to having a chat with them.
Awesome. Aaron, what would you... So are there opportunities to participate in Ottawa, in this, in the city of Ottawa as well? Are you aware of any?
Absolutely.
Could they go on to the Salvation Army website page, perhaps?
They certainly could, yes. We have the Ottawa...
Is there a Citadel in Ottawa?
There is an Ottawa Citadel and
a
church,
Barhaven.
And that
would be a good place to start?
Or maybe we just get them all to come out to... Kempville and Grenville area, right?
The
whole city of Ottawa, all the Christian community that's listening to this show, how many volunteers do you want? How much ground can we actually cover? I think we're going to blow, that 16,000 tons is going to look like nothing as compared to what we're going to do this year.
And you know what? There is a lot of work to be done after it's collected, after it's on the hangar floor.
Okay.
All that food needs to be sorted and shelved and identified. So there's going to be need for teams to come out and help with that as well.
Awesome. So there's enough need right there in that campaign. I'm really excited about that. I'm coming to play. I want to come and participate. And if anyone's listening and you want to come and play too, then actually you can call my office at 613-520-4157. Look us up at morethanenough.ca on the website to get our contact information. We'd love to hear from you, and perhaps More Than Enough can put together a whole team that's going to come and cover some ground. So call us if you'd like to come and play with us in this campaign, and we'll see what difference we can make in North Grenville. Isn't that awesome?
That's wonderful.
An awesome idea. Thank you very much.
Our time is up. And so, as the tradition is, we want to close this show with prayer. And so, Father, we just thank you that you are so, so good. We asked for your will to be done in this show. We asked for open hearts and open ears, Lord. I know that even now you are touching the hearts of many of the listeners. And Lord, they are being drawn closer to you. And as they are drawing closer to their neighbor, and you're inspiring them, Father, to bring the light of Christ into their neighborhood. And so, Lord, would you continue to draw them closer to you? Would you speak to their hearts? Would you give them the freedom, the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to take the steps that you're calling them to take and to be generous this year? And we just give you all the praise and glory, because it's in your holy name that we do any of this. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I am so thrilled that the two of you came. I can't wait to come and play with you and bring a team for More Than Enough. I'm convinced that we will. And I would look forward to having you back again in the new year to tell us about how it went, because I know it's going to be amazing.
That'd be wonderful.
We'd look forward to that
very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming. And I look forward to spending some time again with you next week, and have an amazing day filled with hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. God bless.